Consider the implications. If every single living thing is different from every other living thing, then diversity becomes life's one irreducible fact. Only variations are real. And to see them, you simply have to open your eyes.
Let's go, said he. Not too far, said she. What's too far, said he. Where you are. Which way, said she.
When erect, how large is it? How long from the scrotum? Here? Here? Here?
Come here, cutie. Hey, come here.
Usually skillful and beautiful. However, our physical form, our body and personality, have an important job of its own to do. Its main responsibility is to make sure that we survive physically.
What about the line of your jaw? Looks very round to me. Have you ever wanted one of those sort of candies, burgers, jutting out jaws? You're not very adventurous, are you?
Very little red in this country, but very few copies ever got into the country. This particular chapter is called The Third or Fourth Day of Spring, and I prefaced it with a little citation from Petronius, from the Satyricon. It says, to piss warm and drink cold, as Trimalcio says, because our mother the earth is in the middle, made round like an egg, and has all good things in herself, like a honeycomb. I'm going to take this chapter kind of slow and easy, Louie. It's a hot day, and I don't think we should get frenetic. The beer is good, by the way, fine. Well, here it is. The house wherein I passed the most important years of my life had only three rooms. One was the room in which my grandfather died. At the funeral, my mother's grief was so violent that she almost yanked my grandfather out of the coffin. He looked ridiculous, my dead grandfather, weeping with his daughter's tears, as if he were weeping over his own funeral. In another room, my aunt gave birth to twins. When I heard twins, she being so thin and barren, I said to myself, why twins? Why not triplets? Why not quadruplets? Why stop? So So thin and scraggly she was, and the room so small, with green walls and a dirty iron sink in the corner. Yet it was the only room in the house which could produce twins, or triplets, or jackasses. The third room was an alcove where I contracted the measles, chicken pox, scarlet fever, diphtheria, etc. All the lovely diseases of childhood, which make time stretch out in everlasting bliss and agony.
We begin to combine combinations of different areas. It becomes not a primary vibratory a generating source into the body, but a secondary, which is used to elevate two or three primaries.
Color did matter to the Nazis. If you were lighter and that meant you were higher on the chain. If you were darker and darker, well, you were on the bottom of the chain.
Context, and that is that we live in a really decadent society like Russia before the revolution.
And small-minded politics. I'm incensed, and I think we should all be incensed that on September 11th, the courageous passengers of United Airlines Flight 93 with the White House, FBI, or the Immigration National
formed into 100 small globules.
Now go ahead and say what you want to say about Bob.
What are you going to do, everyone? I say you're going to play these cheap little tricks.
Hello, ma'am. It's not a cheap trick. Everyone listening to you knows you're very disturbed. Well, ma'am, all I know about you is that you sit here and you scream all these epithets and you get way out. You must be on something yourself.
I started to talk.
Ma'am, go ahead and tell me what you want to say about Bob. Ma'am, you called me every name.
The roof down. You build it from the foundation up.
The foundation is the soul.
Your seat. For any personal belongings. Well, what other kinds of belongings are there besides personal?
Stabilization service, or any other office or agency that we pay our taxes to support. The other day, a reporter friend told me that one of the highest-ranking CIA officials had said,
"May I feel," said he. "I'll squeal," said she.
Paying a bit of attention to the conventions of realism. O'Connor once described herself as a realist of distances, a realist of distances. And to see what that means, we first need to sort of rehearse some of the simple ideas that go into realism as a form of literary production. One of the most obvious things is that a realist text would be a kind of reliable notation of the world as we see it, of the surface world, the phenomenal world, the world that our eyes take in. People would be described the way they look to us. certain kinds of realist text also will give you a lot of material about social issues and class issues, etc.
For me, a work must first have a vitality of its own. Between beauty of expression and power of expression, there is a difference of function. The first aims at pleasing the senses. The second has a spiritual vitality which for me is more moving and goes deeper than the senses.
Sort of government board which certifies you. If you want to become a cleric, a Muslim cleric, you have to sort of pass muster. I'm not advocating that position. I'm just saying that's how the French are dealing with it. The British.
It gets very hard to regulate religion per se.
Well, of course, and in this country it would be very hard to do it because of all sorts of things, and, you know, First Amendment.
Let's get back to masturbation.
Because a work does not aim at reproducing natural appearance, it is not, therefore, an escape from life, but maybe a penetration into reality.
I had one of the old fits again. I tried to stop it.
Any habit which causes the sex fluid to be discharged must be resisted. Doctors link it to an assortment of illnesses including insanity, blindness, epilepsy, even death.
What if it happens while you're asleep?
It is said that the loss of 1 ounce of seminal fluid equals the loss of 40 ounces of blood.
I'm killing myself and I'm not even awake. What are we supposed to do?
Keep your bowels open. Read the Sermon on the Mount. Sit with your testicles submerged in a bowl of cold water. Think of your mother's pure love. Why don't we pray?
Traveling with a fountain I stole from the park?
Number 4, rebellion in the home.
The body! That's where you must begin.
No, if you don't change the spirit first, change what's inside, then you're only going to replace the Romans with somebody else and nothing ever changes.
Just once, said he. It's fun, said she. May I touch, said he. How much, said she. A lot, said he. Why not, said she. Let's go, said he. Not too far, said she.
I see the new number one youth problem in America and the world as hatred toward parents.
And this can essentially trickle down to benefit everybody. And this is the way of the future. The people who have pushed this have portrayed it as something that is positive, and they've also portrayed it as something that, even if there are elements of it that are not positive or worrisome, it's inevitable, so you shouldn't really think you can do anything about it anyway.
Now, I'm reading this tonight for fear I'd change a single word of what I've seen and had to write down as the Holy Spirit laid on my heart. A man's worst enemies will be they of his own household, the Bible says.
What's too far, said he. Where you are, said she.
How did you start?
I was very young when I first met the bull. There were 13 of us. 13 of us children in one little room. No room for anybody. People living so close together. And my mother. My mother was a bad woman. She would be with the men. She would be on the street and sell herself to men. It was terrible. And my father, my poor father, he was a sensitive man.
Don't sit so far away. Anything that creates a distance should be avoided.
Not a sedative or drug, not just the exercise of good taste.
Try not to frown.
Especially when Providence has provided a window over the bed with bars and ogres to claw at them and sweat as thick as carbuncles.
The Mac Review Cast, episode number 5, May 30, 2005. Thank you for downloading and listening. I appreciate it.
The provision of pleasant shapes and colors in a pleasing combination.
I'm sorry, was that frowning?
You have to relax.
He could tell when she came home what she had been doing.
How can I be expected to open up if you're not relaxed?
Once the weapons are in the hands of the foreign country, there's people in the embassies who are supposed to be keeping track. But unless it's really something extreme, like, you know, slaughter on the streets like happened in Uzbekistan.
Right. Take a deep breath. Start again.
There's usually no reprisals for the misuse of U.S. weapons.
May I stay? Said he.
He would be crushed.
Besides Afghanistan, are there any other examples of R?
287 of them. Your sex history will fit on this single page in a cryptic code.
Not a decoration to life, but an expression of the significance of life. Feeling the energy, feeling the love. A stimulation to a greater effort in living.
Don't forget to mention that there's no written key to the code.
Feeling the love that we hold for you.
Using the internet. If you manage a website or need to send a file to a friend running an FTP server, or maybe you need to post eBay images to an image host,
17th century, one of the Puritan divines, I can't remember who, it might have been Mather, pointed out with disgust that that he knew of innumerable cases of white people becoming Indians, but not one case of an Indian becoming white, by which he meant adopting ways of life, because where this is the statement. Consciousness that we later developed in this country.
The interview subject will only be candid if he knows he's speaking in the strictest confidence.
Not to like abstract polity or not to like reality. So often, love is here not. If someone loves you, then it means someone else does not. If someone loves you, it means that they are the only ones that do. But you see, love doesn't function as cleanly and as clearly as it truly is. With competition. So realize that we do, yes, we do love you, but that in no way diminishes any other love that is out there.
Might have brought on board.
Well, I might have brought my arrowhead collection. I didn't, so I'm not going to look for it.
So eventually, that chain's going to have a problem, and eventually they got to get rid of the problems in the chain.
Misunderstand what sculpture and art are about. Some artists are more visual or get more excited.
Right.
Which way? Said she. Like this, said he. Said he. Which way?
Pictures in front of them, and then make a work of art from that. Other people,
said she,
do it from their insides. I can't cut my sculpture off from living.
Like this, said he. If you kiss, said she. May I move, said he. Is it love? Said she.
Okay. So, when were you born?
June 23rd, 1894.
Are you single or married?
Married.
What is your race?
Don't waste time asking the obvious, Martin. Fill it in yourself.
What is your religion?
Methodist.
How often do you attend church?
Not at all now, but I did regularly until I was 19.
How did you get along with your father and mother when you were growing up?
That's a multiple question. It allows me to ignore any part I don't want to answer.
How did you get along with your mother?
Fine. We had a close relationship.
And your father? How did you get along with your father?
Are going to turn against their parents with a passion. Parents are going to be betrayed and will die a thousand deaths at the hands of children who've learned to despise their hypocrisy. They're America be millions of stay-at-home runaways who need not go away anymore and run away from home because their parents are going to give them what they choose and what they want as long as they stay home.
Even if you're victorious, you'll still be filled with the poison. You've got to break the chain of evil.
In metaphysics, it's making the usual milk run. All systems. I have all systems. Source of great anger in the world. But that's the boilerplate. That's what my agent had me sign.
China before the revolution, or Cuba before the revolution.
That's what's on the milk run with me. Touching the bases, closing the circuit, falling into the wah of the vacuum tube, in between all the things, carrying all the capitalized nouns. Since I'm speaking English, that means it's a big package of nouns every time I designate.
Forms that one sees in nature, in people and trees, are reproduced or get mixed up with one's sculpture because they're all a part of living.
We're actually a lot alike, you know.
How so?
I record everything, too.
You've got to be ready to break the rules, but not to throw them over unthinkingly.
So that started to really make me think a lot more. And within a year's time, from that straw being thrown in the camel's back and me actually talking a lot more then with different people, I decided that it was time for me to leave.
Amount of crime, a tremendous amount of backwardness.
That's from your family until you were done. And then you say, here. You see? And so for a lot of you, and we just said this, we were just saying it again, you see, for a lot of you, when you come out into your spiritual path or your personal growth path, there's a degree to which you have to hide some of it inside, even if you talk about it. You cannot share, because what if you don't get the results? What if you work on it, and what if it takes longer than you think other people have patience for, or you have patience for, etc., etc.? So there are oftentimes issues that you let out some of it, but not all of it, and And that can leave you feeling very much alone sometimes with your issues, because there's a part of you that can share it and a part of you that can't.
If you're willing, said he, but you're killing, said she.
Of the Minuteman Project. Chris, thanks for making time for us today.
My pleasure.
Now, how much of what you're doing at the border is essentially symbolic, as opposed to really believing that citizen-based patrols can close the border down?
It's been said that you've taken to observing women.
Go on.
In a heightened state of arousal. It's true?
Yes. And do you know why? We went to the leading gynecologists and asked for physical measurements, and they barely knew what we were talking about. When it comes to female sex organs, we're all tragically ignorant.
Who are these women?
Volunteers. Friends of the project.
Prostitutes?
No. Prostitutes are useless. They fake their orgasms.
Jesus.
Tremendous amount of individualism, competition, hatred of people.
Was it hard to get out?
It was, well, for me, it was, by the time I made the decision, no. Afterwards, it was when the death threats came, mm-hmm. The web pages about how big of a race traitor I am.
Yeah, well, let me stop you. I found one of those web pages. It's, one of them's still up. It's like, I guess it's a picture of you. It says, what's wrong with this picture? And it says, for those of you who don't know, that's TJ the butt plug Lyden, pronounced T-R-A-Y-T-U-R, traitor. It says, notice first the swastika tattoo, then notice him standing proudly in front of the good old Wiesenthal Center. You tell me what's wrong with this picture.
Carrying out my schedule, it's a regular carrying out of kind of schedule. So closely associated to what would otherwise be a job, but thank God it isn't one of those. That's really a career path you don't want to get involved with. Of course, that's something I Mozarted into this world. Thank God.
And then underneath it, it says, a tribute to his mommy. And there's a picture of the International Code for Wheelchair. And then this is a moving picture, and then you could see a stick figure walking out from the wheelchair. What's that a reference to?
Well, my mom has polio.
Citizens have been trying to get the federal government to do their job. The people we hire to provide for our security have been, those promises have been woefully unfulfilled. Here locally, it's proving to be quite effective in the area that we patrolled in April and showed the Department of Homeland Security what we think border security should look like. Crossings are down 50%. And so we're expanding that across the country. Certainly, it is symbolic of the frustration where citizens actually have to take action themselves to get the government to pay attention. But it's all our public safety.
Your counselors love you.
Your higher self, it almost goes without saying, though we will always tell you, loves you unendingly.
Number of games. You want a beer? You answer the question. How'd they do it?
That's gonna be a trap. Okay. It's a draw. There was a draw.
I never thought of that.
Yeah, well, give me the beer.
But it ain't right.
2, 3, 5.
Yeah?
No, you're probably lying. Look, I can get better numbers out in the crowd.
What do you mean? 2, 3, 5, they're great.
Excuse me, is this table
making thing? Thanks out of candy ropes. Just making a hole in the top, you know? You just can't hear the coins, you know. You can't shake it and hear the coins, so the kids stay away from it. The money just accumulates.
Evacuation successful.
What did your father do?
My father was a fisherman.
Everything else, and great human beings aren't satisfied with change that's made for change's sake. You see, I think a sculptor is a person who is interested in the shape of things.
What a disappointment you turned out to be.
A sculptor is a person obsessed with the form and shape of things. Not just the shape of any one thing, but the shape of anything and everything.
And what are we to do?
We turn away from matters of the flesh. We turn to things of the spirit. Lust has 1,000 avenues. The dance hall, the ice cream parlor, the tenement saloon, the Turkish bath. Like the hydra, it grows new heads.
But there was no living in our town. There was no water nearby. He had to go very far, very far to fish.
Everything. Even the modern inventions of science are used to cultivate immorality. The gas engine has brought us the automobile joyride.
He would take a boat and he would go out over the water and he would drop a line, but there would be no fish.
And an even more pernicious menace, the roadside brothel. Electricity has made possible the degrading picture show.
The growth in a flower, the hard, tense strength, although delicate form of a bone, the strong, solid fleshiness of a beech tree trunk.
Because of the telephone, a young woman can hear the voice of her suitor on the pillow right next to her.
With a doctor at work, she imagined herself as in an intense affair with him for 9 months. Her obsession caused her to shift her work assignments to be with him, work side by side with him as often as possible.
And let's not forget it. The most scandalous invention of all. A talon slide fastener, otherwise known as the zipper, which provides every man and boy speedy access to moral oblivion.
All of these things are just as much a lesson to a sculptor as a pretty girl.
And sometimes he would come home with a boot or a tin can or an old coat from the bottom.
Mishap in Konkosgrad. I'm very grateful to you. You helped me to forget my life here and this dead beach where I stroll up and down all day, getting more and more bored.
Don't worry. You get used to it.
Oh, nothing that I haven't lived 1,000 times before, my child. I want to go in now. I am exhausted. Can you call James to pick me up?
Has Madame Romansky been a client of your hotel for long?
About its miserable span of existence as one of my satellites. And that's how it's going to be.
And you can't eat a coat.
No, you can't eat a coat.
No.
You can cook a coat, but you cannot eat a coat.
How did you live?
We lived on nothing, nothing at all.
Making the run like a candy man, except ain't no candy and nobody wants any of the candy. So I've got to have something outside that loop. Otherwise, it's just a dead-end road to addiction. So I need a real loop-de-loop to insert and fuck that hole. Life itself. Now, I am alive, so I must have life itself. Thus, the philosophies. One of which is new metaphysics, of course. One of the loops I'm on right now. Which brings me to you, because you've been brought over to it. We have a connection. Kind of a collegial relationship there. With the little c, of course.
From Dr. Howard White, clinical psychologist. He worked in a government VA hospital back in Washington Square, New York. Dear Dr. Bell, this letter is to relate some preliminary findings of some informational informal look-see research that I have been conducting with your products. Otherwise specifies that I would be making reference to your products called the Pyridome and the Firedome, particularly the former, inasmuch as they are the only products distributed by your company with which I have sufficient familiarity. Considering both the limited duration and informality of my investigations, the statements made in the letter might best be considered in my opinions based upon subjective impression, clinical intuition, and statements made by subjects. That is, they are not statements based upon replication of procedures under controlled conditions. First, I will report personal experiences with the Pyridome and Firedome. Thus far, the latter devices have been tested on myself only. The sensations experienced while wearing the Firedome differed markedly from those experienced while wearing the Pyridome. The Firedome was subjectively experienced as an energizer. They seem to be
circadian
mood elevation and an increase in general physical energy and muscular strength. These effects were accompanied by a direct sensation of warmth in the solar plexus area. The increase in muscular strength was particularly noteworthy in the lower extremities, inasmuch as I am still affected by both compression and the corrective spinal surgery.
I'm printing.
You evidently had had some spinal surgery from an accident. The pyridome was, continuing here, the pyridome was subjectively experienced as an alpha-like state accompanied by relaxation. Remember I said earlier it would put you in the alpha state. I have used this device on my feet and have found that it provides significant alleviation of the symptoms of spasticity. And he had a foot circulation problem and sensation problem because of the damage they'd done to his spine previously, and I guess it helped bring the feeling back into his feet. While on my feet and other parts of the body, I have experienced electric light sensations comparable to my experiences during acupuncture. I have also found that acupuncture treatments per se seem more effective when combined with the use of the pyridome. The experience reported by other subjects wearing the pyridome has been quite uniform and reliable. Their experiences have shown some quantitative variability depending on such factors as previous practice of meditative techniques. Those who have meditated reported that the usual effects from meditation were greatly enhanced by the pyridome. These effects, such as deep relaxation and feelings of well-being, were achieved more quickly and were generally more pronounced. Those who did not practice meditation, nevertheless, seemed to experience similar sensations as those who did, and perhaps to a lesser degree. This alpha-like state occurred with first usage and within a matter of minutes. In some cases, effects were noticed almost immediately.
Initializing now.
In good health?
I suppose so.
I'm ready.
What makes you doubtful?
Every doctor I've ever seen. Disease left me with a weakened heart.
I still had a
kind of mystical power to it. Many people associated it with these various spiritualist contraptions.
Did you have any illnesses that kept you out of school?
I had typhoid fever and rickets. Also rheumatic fever. Measles, chickenpox, pneumonia, and several bouts of influenza. Pomeroy, what are you doing? You're worse than Martin. Never make judgments about people.
I wasn't.
Your body posture told me that my list of ailments made you uncomfortable.
Maybe it did. Sorry.
Maintaining a non-judgmental attitude is harder than you think.
Might actually connect us with this immaterial realm of spirits. And there's even a hint of that still in our culture, say in a film like Contact, where
the radio is what the scientist turns to.
The best way is to smile, nod your head while looking me directly in the eye.
Establish that kind of contact with her dead father and mother.
Where were we? Yeah, you mentioned
the spiritualist tomfoolery as he saw it, but certainly his main assistant, Thomas Watson, actually consulted a spiritualist medium as he said he hoped to give the telephone a boost by finding some sort of secret way of, of helping out this technology, which after all was about kind of taking the voice and extending it over these reaches that otherwise the voice seemed to be hardly extendable in that way. And it had a kind of analogy to what the spiritualists seemed to be able to do. Yeah, so there was some interest there. And Edison, while he made fun of people like Watson for those sorts of fascinations, nonetheless said that, yeah, he would like to find some sort of contraption that could...
Your health as a boy.
It improved greatly when I finally discovered the outdoors.
This world to another world.
I never got over the excitement of setting off into the wild, escaping bed, illness, family.
Alone?
No, never alone. I was surrounded by friends.
But it's life, said he.
Being in the outdoors taught me to rely on my own judgment.
Now, said he. Said she. Tip top, said he. Don't stop.
I started to learn about things by grasping them, tasting them, looking at them.
Biology.
Yes, biology. The science of life. The fields and woods became my new place of worship, my cathedral. Sadness they brought was when I had to leave them.
That he would even want to experiment on that. So there was a lot of interest in this in the 19th and 20th century. Still a kind of mystery around technology, that's for sure.
Rapid as a river and sprouting. Sprouting as if it always were spring and tropics, with thick tenderloin stakes for hands and feet heavier than lead or light as snow. Feet and hands separated by oceans of time or incalculable latitudes of light. Hills rotting blissfully. In this room, I heard nothing but inanities. With each fresh, lovely disease, my parents became more addlepated. Just think, my mother would say, when you were a little baby, I took you to the sink and I said, baby, you don't want to drink from the bottle anymore, do you? And you said no, and I smashed the bottle in the sink. Into this room, softly treading, treading softly, said General Smedjikov, remember, came Miss Sanovsky, spinster of dubious age with a green-black dress. And with her came the smell of old cheese. Her sex had turned rancid. But Miss Sanovsky also brought with her the sack of Jerusalem and the nails that so pierced the hands of Jesus that the holes have never disappeared. After the Crusades, the Black Death. After Columbus, syphilis. After Miss Sanovsky, schizophrenia. Schizophrenia. Nobody thinks anymore how marvelous it is that the whole world is diseased. No point of reference, no frame of help. God might just as well be typhoid fever.
The winds from Thor can be deleted from the picture. At least these are some fears.
Jesus says, though I stand at the door and knock,
knocking on the door of your heart today. Jesus is knocking on the door of your heart today. Jesus says, "Lo, I stand at the door and knock." Jesus is knocking on the door of your heart today. Jesus is knocking on the door of your heart today.
While to get people Jesus to implement says, it in systems and even longer to get it put into router multicast. The advent of the IETF multicast of audio and video has sort of served as the impetus for multicast to be implemented and get deployed.
So if we don't have multicasting in the routers, so this is a variant of IP that supports multicasting, if we don't have that, tell us how the multicast backbone overcomes that problem, how it builds multicasting on top.
Essentially what we've done is build a virtual network on top of the physical network, and the link... are tunneling through an IP, a sequence of IP routers, IP unicast routers, then get deployed.
So if we don't have multicasting in the routers, so this is a variant of IP that supports multicasting, if we don't have that, tell us how the multicast backbone overcomes that problem, how it builds multicasting on top.
Essentially what we've done is build a virtual network on top of the physical network, and the links of that virtual network are called tunnels, because of the notion that the multicast packets are tunneling through an IP.
I have something that requires your attention.
IP routers, IP unicast routers. The mechanism for doing that tunneling is simply to take the multicast packet and stick it in a unicast.
Well, the idea that there might, you know, there might be angel voices in sound, but I wanted to strip it for a moment at least of the religious
routers,
thing, just in a secular way.
The mechanism for doing that tunneling is simply to take the multicast packet and stick it in a unicast IP packet that's addressed to the other end of the tunnel, and essentially then we're using IP as a link layer protocol for...
And I would argue this myself, that the sound, the radio, conveys more in a certain way, a heavier freight of emotion, of character, of truth, of revelation, than all that visual imagery on television. And it makes me wonder, sort of...
You are intruding on my privacy, and I would appreciate it very much if you don't mind if you would just fuck off. Bullshit!
What's a goddamn note?
I know that song. How long?
That damn pen.
Take a bow, then take another. Isn't this your finest hour?
Culture get supremacy, steal it away from
right
sound.
Well,
think about him constantly and become very aroused just being in his presence.
In reality, while all this was going on, the doctor had no idea she felt that way about him. The affair was totally in her mind.
I think you're right about radio. Marshall McLuhan always said that radio was the hot medium because it really required listeners out there to...
Gentlemen, you're about to meet a truly rare creature. Even the most casual contact arouses a sexual response in her. In intercourse, her first orgasm occurs within 2 to 5 seconds after entry.
And, I mean, it engaged their imagination in much more direct ways than television, which he always thought was the cooler medium. People could sit back and just...
The net expands his or her ability to carry that out. Cybersex creates a danger of relapse for those in recovery from sex addiction.
All set there, Barbara?
I think so.
Come on in.
Hello?
How do you do?
Did I mention that Barbara didn't have her first orgasm until she was 40?
Distance themselves from it. Their imagination wasn't actually as engaged by the visual as it was by the auditory.
Notice how she gently strokes the inner lips and the clitoris. 84% of our samples stimulate themselves in this way.
What about the vagina?
For all but a small minority of women, the vaginal tube is a dead cavity, practically devoid of nerve endings. Of the penis does nothing to relocate the source of stimulation. Even with as skillful a partner as Pomeroy, that is you, isn't it?
Expected to communicate with their parents.
Last time I looked.
For years, women have been told that a clitoral orgasm is immature and neurotic. So they've struggled with great anxiety to relocate the orgasm in the vagina, when for many, it's a biologic impossibility. According to the psychoanalysts, this woman is frigid.
Only light years of deferred progress. When I think of those centuries in which all Europe grappled with the Black Death,
I realize how radiant life can be if only we are bitten in the right place. The dance and fever in the midst of that corruption. Europe may never again dance so ecstatically. And syphilis, the advent of syphilis, there it was, like a morning star, the rim of the world. In 1927, I sat in the Bronx, corruption. Europe may never again dance so ecstatically. And syphilis, the advent of syphilis, there it was, like a morning star, hanging over the rim of the world.
Oh no, said he. Go slow, said she.
There's always something happening different. Every day is different.
So I think that that's a good point. I think that...
Do you believe it's true?
Split wood grew behind the chopping block. The back of his neck and his shoulders were warmed by the work and felt liquid and good. Once in a while, he would put a gnarled and knotted log on the block, and when he'd split it, using the wedges usually, he'd look at the convoluted grain he'd revealed, and as he tossed it on the pile, he'd grin, and he knew he'd remember that piece which had given him such trouble when the time came to stack it. Psychologically.
logically?
I think there's a lot to that. I think one of the...
And he thought, too, that he'd remember it in the winter, when he'd taken it from the shed to burn in the stove.
Ongoing theories in Western culture about sound is this deep connection between to music and the affections, the passions, the way in which sound moves us.
Frozen like the others. Someone was walking past the camera. A Chinese man in indigo pajamas, decorated with scarlet ribbons tied round his head and his waist, though these had gone brown with grime. When he had passed out of the frame, Nell focused on the other man, the one who was lying in the dust, and she realized for the first time that he did not have a head. Constable Moore must have heard Nell screaming over the sound of his bagpipes, for he was in the room within a few moments, shouting commands to the mediatrons, which all went black and became mere walls and a floor. The only image remaining in the room now was the big painting of Guan Di, the god of war, who glowered down upon them as always. Constable Moore was extremely ill at ease whenever Nell showed any kind of emotion, but he seemed more comfortable with hysteria than he was with, say, an invitation to play house or an attack of the giggles. He picked Nell up, carried her across the room at arm's length, and set her down in a deep leather chair. He left the room for a moment and came back with a large glass of water, then carefully molded her hands around it. "You must breathe deeply and drink water," he was saying, almost sotto voce. He seemed to have been saying it for a long time. She was a little surprised to find that she did not cry forever, though a few aftershocks came along and had to be managed in the same way. She kept trying to say, "I can't stop crying," stabbing the syllables one at a time. The 10th or 11th time she said this, Constable Moore said, "You can't stop crying because you're all fucked up psychologically." He said it in a kind of bored, professional tone that might have sounded cruel, but to Nell it was, for some reason, most reassuring. "What do you mean?" she said finally, when she could speak without her throat going all funny. "I mean you're a veteran girl, just like me, and you've got scars." He suddenly ripped his shirt open, buttons flying and bouncing all over the room to reveal his party-colored torso. "Like I do. The difference is, I know I'm a veteran. You persist in thinking you're just a little girl, like those bloody Vickies you go to school with." From time to time, perhaps once a year, he would turn down the offer of dinner, put that uniform on, climb onto the direction of the New Atlantis clave. The horse would bring him back in the wee hours of the morning, so you're just a little girl, like those bloody Vickies you go to school with.
Really engages us in that. In the level of, you know, the passion of love, fear, anger, hope, those sorts of things. And I think that theory...
Just one more question. You've just told me your entire history, childhood, family, career, every person you've ever had sex with. But there hasn't been a single mention of love.
That's because it's impossible to measure love. And as you know, without measurements, there can be no science. But I've been thinking a lot about the problem lately.
Problem?
When it comes to love, we're all in the dark.
So, you do think it matters?
It warms you three times, he thought. They say it warms you when you cut it, and it warms you when you burn it. But I think it also warms you when you look at it.
Long deep-rooted theory has a lot to commend it. It's also because of sound, music in particular, was so associated with the passions that people were anxious to get a containment on sound and voices.
Every person you meet, whatever you look at, the sky is different today and the light is different from what it has been. Every day is different, of course.
This is Leslie, and I wanted to tell you that I had a really good time last night. And since it seemed like you had a good time, and I wasn't sure if you're going to call me back, I thought I'd call you and tell you I had a good time. Anyway, I hope to hear from you soon so we can do it again or come close. Anyway, I'll talk to you later. Bye.
They say it warms you when you cut it, and it warms you when you burn it. But I think it also warms you when you look at it, all cut and split and stacked.
The way in which sound could be manipulated, orders could become demagogues and manipulate the people and their unruly passions. So there was a way in which orality in the auditory, if you're going to have a reasonable, coolly disciplined culture of enlightenment, needed to be contained because it was seen quintessentially as the sort of irrational, passionate sense versus the cool, detached, spectatorial quality of the eye.
Form of ion propulsion systems and attain 1/10 the speed of light for spacecraft. That's 67 million miles an hour. So Earl was so excited about this at NASA, they go to Congress. Congress turned us down, I think, about 7 times. In 1993, I got to speak in Congress with all these brilliant physicists. And Al Gore, our great environmentalist vice president, was so lame. He sent one of his open ears to come hear the hearings, but he paid no attention to it at all. We were turned down by Congress. NASA was turned down by Congress. That's our problem right now.
Well,
and why? Why did Al Gore turn them down?
These people don't care because they're bought and paid for by the oil industry.
Yeah, and Gore, to me, Gore let us down on the environment. He spent, which is just in the
remarkable.
Taken by the astronauts. One of them is one of the astronauts standing on the moon. Hovering above him is a round, disc-shaped, glowing white light, and it's casting such a bright light down. It's got him all lit up. The ground is all lit up.
Oh my!
I think that's part of how they went about it.
They're going to live under the same roof, but will be like enemies at war living under a truce.
I find that recording is it's a way to experience things a second time, don't you?
This is the clearest vision I've ever seen in my life. It's going to be bigger than drug addiction, bigger than sex abuse, or alcohol, or any other youth problem. And in a recent survey we did, 5,000 kids in 12 major cities, over 45% said, "I hate my parents."
C'est
13 little children.
Did you go to school?
No. No, there was no school, as no? you say, school, no?
No.
Not in my town.
But you should read. You should find things to read and learn.
Nah, what do you mean read? What do books mean to me? What can books give me that the bull cannot give me?
Had the impact of making many of them for the first time speak out to their families.
Where there's a UFO, it's a long white cylindrical object. It's flying over the Terminator on the moon. It's given off a kind of a vapor trail.
Book cannot only give me words, and I have enough words. I have enough.
All that is, and the goddess, and the goddess. She loves you. She loves you too.
Oral contact, while acceptable as a means of stimulation, is pathological if carried through to orgasm and possibly injurious.
I must be in grave danger then.
Wait. The hand should never be used for the purpose of sexual excitation. There is but one finger of love with which to approach the female genitals, and that is the male organ. Morality disguised as fact.
And we are here with you, Etaniat, as you're lying so very gently. Let the concerns, the bric-a-brac, the yickety-yack, let it go. We love you. We have come to be with you. We have sensed your energy. We have known that you have existed, that you were there. Among the multiplicity of life, times, simultaneous as they are, linear as they seem, we knew there was this time, this lifetime, where a spark would ignite within you, where you would remember, where you would know, that you truly are a map maker, dreamer, dream weaver. Vision maker. That you are a reality creator who is here in this lifetime to make peace with all your other incarnations, if you will, by making peace with yourself so that you might come home. Your higher self. We found them in what you would call a time long ago. in their search. In the same search in which you engage, in their search, to come home. We told them of you. Yes, we did. We told them there was a you out there who would wake up, who would find that spark, who would follow it wherever it led, would draw upon whatever resources you had, whatever limited resources, sometimes mortar, sometimes defensiveness, sometimes guilt, sometimes shame. You would make it. That you would make it. And though these resources, assets at first, would quickly turn to liability, and though you would find yourself in the midst of struggle, often in pain, you would keep looking. You would not give up. You would not quit. Even as those, perhaps out of some twisted compassion, would encourage you to quit, to lower your expectations, to lower your dreams, to give them up, to settle, to be satisfied, to become complacent. But you would not. Oh, you would try. But you would not. They did not believe us fully at first. But then they found you. Then they found you.
I live near you. I believe you know my father, Tom Beaumont, Beaumont's Hardware Store.
I understand he's in the hospital. How's he doing?
He's okay, I guess. Hope. They're doing tests. That's why I'm home from school.
At what age did you first have premarital intercourse?
Well, I was at the hospital this morning and coming home through the field behind our neighborhood, there behind Vista,
When erect, how large is it? How long from the scrotum? Here?
Found an ear.
You did?
The idea that men need sex is a lie. If it were true, the boy who exercises his sex organs regularly would achieve the greatest sexual experiences in later life, whereas in fact that boy is likely to be sexually dead by the time he reaches adulthood. Abstinence poses no difficulty for the college-age male. Men don't reach their sexual peak until the age of 40. It is the lower class male, often Negro, who finds it difficult to control his urges. However, perfect inhibition, although an ideal to be striven for, is not always achievable. Stress and the worries of the day can lead to a weakening of resolve.
Here.
In the hospital. How's he doing?
Opening the door to temptation.
He's okay, I guess.
I'm going to look for things I brought on board.
would seem to enhance the likelihood of my finding something, wouldn't you say? Tell me to return my seat back in tray table to their original upright positions? Fine. Who's going to return this guy in the Grateful Dead t-shirt and the fuck you had to his original upright position?
I hope. They're doing tests. That's why I'm home from school.
When tense at bedtime, I find there are little tricks to relaxing. If I can't get to sleep, I like to close my eyes and think of all the Johns I know. Well, not only Johns, sometimes Peters.
How about Dicks?
I'm sorry?
Anyway, I was at the hospital this morning and coming home through the field behind our neighborhood, there behind Vista.
About this time, they tell you you'll be landing shortly.
I'm fine. Can I ask who the...
Good. Phil is glad to hear it. If you have a touch-tone phone, please dial 1 if your call is of a personal nature, 2 if your call is business. Personal. Great. It seems like it's been so long since we've seen you. Phil had such a nice time the last time you two went out. If you are a friend, punch 1 now. If you are a lover, punch 2 now. If you are uncertain, punch 3 now.
Game saved.
On the radio mystery is an awful lot more scary than seeing.
Uncertain. Phil understands how difficult assessing relationships can be. If you've had sex with Phil, punch 1 now.
was the maximum number of times you had intercourse with yourself?
You have not had sex, but fooled around a bit. Press 2.
Oh, we kissed goodnight.
What was the maximum number of times you had intercourse with your spouse in any 7-day period?
I'd say 20 or so.
At least 3 times a day the first week, so 21 at a minimum.
Is there tongue kissing during foreplay?
Yes.
Yes.
Hand on breast?
Yes.
Mouth?
Hand on female genitalia.
Hand on penis?
Yes.
Mouth on female genitalia.
Mouth on penis?
Yes. Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, yes, yes.
That's okay if you and Phil haven't had sex. Nowadays, it's good to take things slow. If you agree, press 1. Okay.
You're on telly, no?
Right. No, I think so. I mean, Edgar Allan Poe talked about the startled ear of night. I mean, that there was this incredible fear that the sudden sound in the darkness could create. And he, I think, he's right about that. And I think, and then the religious resonances of that are that people also say in sleep, they're suddenly awakened out of sleep by a louder sound or an unpredictable sound. Suddenly a bell tolls or something like that. There's a way in which they connect it to religious mystery so readily. I mean, that it is this kind of fearful, startled quality of that. Yeah, no, I think there's a lot to be said for that.
My name's Kate Walker. I... I'm back, and I've brought your celebrity guest back, just as I said I would.
Until the bottom drops out.
Just like the market,
I once saved about $89 in one. Don't you wish you knew me then, Mark?
89! You know me now. That's my number.
In the center lies the door that leads to hell. Then, see through smoke the clamor of the ghastly bell.
The
door that leads to hell. Oh, that's a card clue. Oh, I left the cards in the car. However, that is. Ghastly bell.
I beg your pardon.
Oh, sorry. This is playing a game.
Oh, want to buy a Leo a beer? I'm as dry as the Nile in winter.
Oh, want a beer? Okay, answer me this. Two dudes are playing checkers. They play 5 games and they each win the same number of games. How?
Oh, that's easy. They weren't playing each other.
In that case.
Yeah, that's right.
Here you go. 2 airheads.
Thanks, Ludi.
You're good. What's your name?
Hawkmoth.
Hawkmoth?
It's Egyptian. Call me Laura.
You know, your voice is really familiar.
Oh, well, I'm a DJ in Labyrinth.
Ear.
You did? A human ear?
Yeah.
This is Joan of Arc's testimony, too, that she heard the voice of God.
Bring it to you.
Yep, that's right. Let's take a look at it.
Thoughts for a moment, almost as if he had voiced them to some group, which shamed him for what he thought of his sentimentality. Once, several years before, down in the village at the store, he'd suggested that sometimes the wood might split before the mall had even reached it. And the men, politely he thought, responded that it might be a trick of the light. Or perhaps it was affected, if it was, by compression of air, like a sonic boom, or like a ship's bow wave. Or they understood him to be speaking figuratively, and they indicated that. But then he persisted that it seemed to him not poetry at all, nor science as he understood it, nor fantasy, but in truth a fact, that sometimes the piece split of itself before the mall reached it. As if his relaxed and focused intention were enough to split it. When he so persisted, he saw their reaction and retreated.
The question of marital infidelity remains one of the most complicated issues facing our society today.
Now sharing his other observation about splitting wood.
The book is written in a way.
Reconciliation of the married individual's desire for a variety of sexual partners and the maintenance of a stable marriage presents a problem which has not been satisfactorily resolved in our culture. The fact is, America is awash in sexual activity, only a small portion of which is sanctioned by society. Sexual morality needs to be reformed. Science will show the way. Sometimes I sometimes wonder what this country would look like if the Puritans had stayed at home. What if all the rogues and libertines had crossed the Atlantic instead?
Like Mike Tyson.
What'd you say?
Phil still considers you a good friend and is anxious to meet you for dinner. If you are uncertain whether or not you intend on sleeping with Phil, please press 1 now. If you are definitely going to be having sex with him this time, please press 2 now.
Well, I'm definitely uncertain now.
I see. Please tell me why you have these trepidations now. When you are through talking, press 1.
But the enforcers of chastity are massing once again to dissuade the scientist, intimidate him. Convince him to cease research.
Number 5, a persecution madness against truly spirit-filled Christians who love Jesus Christ.
Networking here means the standards and the practices by which we content. So it's extremely important. Networking here means standards and the practices.
The racial hierarchy, the gender hierarchies, the class hierarchies.
We exchange content.
Consider the implications. If every single living thing is different from every other living thing, then diversity becomes life's one irreducible fact. Only variations are real. And to see them, you simply have to open your eyes.
Next question.
My name is David Eisenthal, and my question is, doesn't the establishment of beloved community transcend issues of white supremacy, male supremacy, and homophobia? I would assert that in addressing those issues, one has to address even more fundamental issues of alienation and materialism and a lack of self-respect that transcend racial gender and gender lines in the society. And I would also agree that the stakes are quite high, that if beloved community is not established, that our society will fall apart.
Finally, when the comet passes around the sun and goes off into the great distance, the tail diminishes, and finally the whole thing turns back into a dirty snowball again. The whole thing to happen all over again some years hence, depending upon the orbital period of the comet. And
extremely important that in the internet community, no single player, Bill or any member of the government or what have you, come to play a unique redefining role in it. It's important that it be of the community than of rather one company.
Running to us with wide eyes and innocence. Telling us all about this special, wonderful you. That they found. And we smiled with them, we laughed with them, we cried with them in their joy.
Put your finger down. What do you mean? No. Remember what you told me about the energy sources and the clumping of the lines on the map? I see it's not just roads. No.
Tea leaf reading, that's all that is. You gotta look at the truth. There's millions of ways to find it, but the people on this earth never will. Well, never will. I've been looking all my life.
Two, that adds up to eight. Let's try it. I'm feeling lucky.
Did you know that Johnny Carson ate Cab Calloway's baby to stay slim?
Where did you hear that?
I read it in the toilet.
Curious people want to know.
Did you know there's a place just 6 feet under the earth where you go when you die?
Where did you pick that up?
I picked it up in the toilet.
Here's what you'll find in the toilet this week.
Princess Di gave birth to a 65-pound show horse.
John Kennedy's come back in a spaceship with a super new diet.
Bert is dating John Hinckley to make Warren jealous.
I'm sleeping with Joan Collins and I don't even know it.
Where did you read that?
In the toilet.
The National Toilet. Put a quarter in the slot and we'll wipe the world for you.
A quarter, now that's 25. There was a 65 and a 6. Hey, Laura, what do you think? Hey, where'd the Egyptian DJ go?
She's gone to the airport.
Well, how do I get out there?
Trust me, player, try 33.
Okay.
I could be lying. Hell, but that could be a lie.
Oh, very long. Oh, sheep glands. They were serving us in those champagne glasses at the end of the flight.
Well, sir, you did insist on ordering in the language of barbarian. The word for sheep glands is indistinguishable from the word for champagne.
Well, I should have ordered the Diet Cola.
Well, sir, no, then you probably would have been executed.
What?
You see, the word for Diet Cola is indistinguishable from
Welcoming
the word...
Welcoming to Barbaria, oh, infidel friends. May I be opening your luggage, please?
Well, this is the American ambassador.
Oh, the ambassador. Hooray, hooray. Let's open all his luggage.
Pardon,
oh, look at this. Nice underwear, Mr. Ambassador. Doesn't it make a fine hat on my head, huh?
It is a gift to you from the American people.
Oh, a gift well left. Party. Do you have any whiskey, Mr. Ambassador?
Heavens, no.
Oh, what a shame. Here, have some of mine.
Oh, I accept this on behalf of the American people.
I squeezed it from my own sheep.
On the other hand, we're not allowed,
I could challenge you to a Diet Cola.
No. How do you say no, Barbara?
Just no.
No.
What's this peeking out from under your underwear? It's a bottle of whiskey on my head. Oh, the whiskey head tax hidden Barbaria is 1,060 karums.
But you put that bottle of glands
Diet
on your head.
Hola?
Just pay it, sir. We're in over our head.
What is the exchange rate here?
20 to the dollar.
Well, now, what is the purpose of your visit to spy on us?
My good man, this is the new ambassador.
I am here to take over the American embassy.
Oh, that's lots of fun. My club and I do it every week, but you need lots of...
American embassy.
Oh, that's lots of fun. My club and I do it every week, but you need lots of men with underwear on their head and guns.
Well, player, please come to the game courtesy telephone.
That's Laura.
Embassy is right here.
Oh, Laura, it's player. Say, look, and I'm sorry.
Your call is ready, player.
Laura, hey, don't leave.
I found hundreds of ways to find it, and you know what? I never found it, and I know I never will. I won't find it through a damn roadmap. Who are you trying to kid, buddy? Who are you trying to kid? I've been here a lot longer than you have. And you're trying to convince me that there's some way to find the unseen and the unknown through a damn road map?
Wait a minute.
You've got to be out of your mind.
I didn't bring out the map.
What do you take me for, some kind of puffy?
Well, I didn't bring out the map.
You must be really looking for another sucker.
Wait a minute.
That's what you're looking for. You can't sell me your religion, buddy. I ain't looking for salvation.
Extremely important that standards be set that can use, so the barriers to entry are low. Rather, one company. Extremely important.
They asked us if we would help you. Find them.
Medical authorities state that of the type of teenage girls applying at public health stations for aid, the percentage that is infected with venereal disease is always very high. In all of these cases where youthful energy and inquisitiveness are unrestrained, The sex urge is always present, and promiscuity nearly always follows with its inevitable harvest of abortions, illegitimate births, and disease.
What's your trouble, Jerry?
Well, I've got a pretty bad sore down here.
Just stretch out on the table over there. We'll have a look at you.
The story vividly portrays the misery caused to innocent victims by the ignorance or selfishness of individuals infected with syphilis.
You had to learn the hard way that you can't tell by the looks of a woman whether she has syphilis or not.
I guess that finishes me. I'll have to quit school and go someplace where people don't know who I am.
The cure for juvenile delinquency is an education in the dangers and consequences of breaking the time-tested rules laid down for the regulation of human conduct.
Standards be set that everyone can use.
Their joy. They asked us if we would help you find them.
It's really great that you can open up like that, but he wants to assure you that he had a complete physical.
November 1989,
and
the lesions
have completely cleared up.
What do you think you're doing, Kate?
I wanted updates. I wanted results.
Can anyone stop their mechanical mail?
Oh, Malkovich, the old son of a gun.
Good morning, sir. Could I just take 30 seconds of your time here?
Too true.
It was really some trip, that's for sure. I'll tell you about it some other time. I've got to get on with my journey right now.
Oops. Just dropped to 59.
Well, it's not nice to record someone when they're talking. Oh, that's just horrible.
End of message.
Sure. Real dumb.
I am lost. I need your body as a dwelling place while I am here on your earth.
Yes, that's a human ear, all right.
Entry are low. Part of the reason that the internet has been so successful is anyone could enter.
diary of a drug addict. The man could scarcely read. He was laughing so hard. Two phenomena utterly disparate. A man lying in luminol, so taut that his feet stretched beyond the window, leaving the upper half of his body in ecstasy. The other man, who is the same man, sitting in the Bronx and laughing his guts out because he doesn't understand. I, the great son of syphilis, is setting. Low visibility. Forecast for the Bronx, for America, for the whole modern world. Low visibility accompanied by great gales of laughter. No new stars on the horizon.
It's beautiful. It's like liquid. Slides all over everything. Comes up in waves. Wave after wave.
Magazine argues for minimal internet regulation.
This is what's happening. The world out there is terrible. Don't try to change the world. Wouldn't you rather just stay home? Stay here. This machine is so pretty. Click. Music comes out. Entertainment comes out. It's very seductive. It's the ultimate suburbanization.
In the course of these hearings on tax-exempt foundations,
we intend to show how communists are financed in the United States. There is a diabolical conspiracy back of all this. And its aim is the furtherance of socialism in America.
It's crazy, I know. I don't know where you come from, but... I like you.
Agree that Kinsey's research aids the communistic aim of weakening and destroying the youth of our country?
It's not crazy. I like you too.
I like being with you last night.
Same here.
But are you saying that we got to be careful?
Tyler Durden.
Remix.
Please be with me.
This is it. Ground zero.
Estonia.
You have this list. I will not read them all. Plenty in France, Romania, England, USSR, 5 million in what is or will be soon our sphere of control over 11 million chosen people. Yes, go ahead.
Yes. Except that there are countries that define Jewishness non-racially, merely as religious practice. England, America. Therefore, by our racial principles, there may be many additional uncounted Israelites.
Now, if folks or Cornel West could address that, that would be great.
I was going to say something, but that's okay.
I would agree that when we talk about materialism and alienation, that has much to do both with alienation at the workplace, alienation in our hearts and minds and souls. Yes, very much so. But they're so deeply interdependent.
Over $130 worth of hams in my pants, and it only cost me $50 in 60 days.
Shoplifters, you're getting away with more food.
This week's special squirrel squares from Road Ready Flat Snacks. Velcro macaroni sticks to the outside of your ribs and stupid Belgium waffle hats.
Shoplifters, we give you a bigger head start.
Remember, there's no long lines at our checkout counter because there are no checkout counters. We just follow you to your car and read you your rights.
Shoplifters, a market that puts you away.
Visit our 7 convenience stores in King's Nose.
King's Nose? I thought I was in Puttyville. All right, King's Nose. Here I am. I go down past the Snot Rocks there to Puerto Dork. And to get up around a labyrinth, I take 101. Oh, tricky. I use 57.
Hello, I'm Ed Stiffner, the Crazy Commando, ordnance officer at the Neighborhood Survival Gun Store. Want to build up your small arms, Mr. and Mrs. Scaredy Cat Suburbanite? Has your neighborhood become dangerous to live in because people with different names have moved next door? Well...
other factors. We were simply using these factors as a way in to talk about.
I'm just passing by one of the options. And short of stalking or direct confrontation, just thought I'd sidle by, sort of trip in between. Stay out of the glare. Nude Metaphysics coming in on the frequency. Regulated window. Governed. Governed and doing governance. Concept way abused today.
You know Marty Windman?
and netted 650G off of that merger. 26 years old, the guy's Rambo.
The guy's an asshole.
The guy is Rambo. He's got himself a Porsche Turbo Cabriolet, about 75,000.
Just racing with it. Coupled with the Gary Geiserman thing. Skating on to it.
See that clock on the wall?
Yeah.
5 minutes from now, you're not gonna believe what I've told you.
Press a couple buttons. Hierarched to it, and I'll do it again, or refer to it as the second perpetual reference, then get on with it. W's New Metaphysics. 3 W's for your first time. Stick it to the fucking motherfucking man. We better get the fuck out of the way soon, or he's gonna continue to be dickless for eternity. Of course, we can't have that now, can we? So we can't have that.
If I can make a bundle of cash, perform 30 and get out of this racket, I'll be able to ride my motorcycle across China.
So it's digital oneness. We had to go to fucking hell in a handbasket to get that oneness. Pay the digital devil. But the worst technology ever conceived of and brought engineered forth on the face of this man's civilization. You all suspect it. I know it is alien to hear the echo come back on you. But you've been there and have been waiting for it, so. To avail not. And throw in a couple of other tangential adverbs. That's adverbs that aren't adverbs yet, but they're foreshadowed. Or do I have to grammatically step it out like a line dance for ya? You gringo, nothing knowing at all, non-oneness that you are. Aren't you?
God is born again. When men will fight and kill for God, as now and for a long time to come, men are going to fight for food. I am thinking of that age when work will be forgotten and books assume their true place in life.
Furniture what Laura Ashley did for interior fabrics. Produce a line of high quality antiques at a low price.
Sounds great. I'll take you public.
So many screenplays locked in so many desk drawers. Or is it just drawers? So many drawings. Museumed in a closet box. with a big bank wire, did a loop-a-loop. That's a half of one. Keeping it quiet.
We've been married for 23 years with three marvelous children. And as soon as my youngest left to go to college, I took a job in an arts foundation. I met a woman there, a secretary in the grants office. We became fast friends, and before long, I fell in love with her. This came as quite a shock, as you might imagine. The more I tried to ignore it, the more powerful it became. You have no idea what it's like to have your own thoughts turn against you like that. I couldn't talk to anyone about my situation, so I found other ways to cope. I took up drinking. Eventually, my husband left me. Even my children fell away. I came very close to ending it all.
It's just another reminder of how little things have changed in our society.
What are you talking about? Things have gotten much better.
Oh, what happened?
Well, you did, of course. After I read your book, I realized how many other women were in the same situation. I mustered the courage to talk to my friend, and she told me, to my great surprise, that the feelings were mutual. We've been together for 3 happy years now. You saved my life, sir.
To make those dinner plans, please punch in the date now.
I'd like to say a few words for my occasion.
With a gun barrel between your teeth, you speak only in vowels.
They are compassionate and wise. They are the weavers of truth. Ancient ones weave truth into knowing and create treasure gifts of profound change.
You have not entered a date. You really like Bill, don't you? You just think that perhaps he is a little too impersonal to have a machine like this. Press 1 if you agree.
outside. That'll make them nice on the inside. The Pharisees, they look nice on the outside. But Jesus says, woe be unto you, scribes, Pharisees, hypocrites. For you are like unto whited sepulchres, which indeed appear beautiful outwardly, but within are full of dead men's bones and of all uncleanness. Even so ye also appear righteous before men.
Writing the script, one of the things that really inspired me was a series of photographs from the Kinsey Institute. A naked man standing against a wall of graph paper, and in each picture, his erection got larger. And I thought, that really is what Kinsey's doing, isn't it? He's taking flesh and blood and turning it into data that's going to fit into a box on a piece of graph paper. I showed it to Richard Sherman, a wonderful designer I've worked with over and over again. Most recently, we did Gods and Monsters together. And he said, well, why not make that the visual motif for the movie, squares? And I think, you know, as you look through, it might be interesting just to track that, you know, how often you see squares in the movie at the beginning in that, you know, interrogation scene. We built that set, and you'll see behind each of the people who are in the hot seat are a series of windows and squares. And throughout, it's a motif that kind of reaches its height in a scene later where Kinsey and Pomeroy, played by Chris O'Donnell, go to a hotel room and take the sex history for 18 hours of an omnophile. And you'll see there, between room dividers and lamps and even the exterior of the hotel, it's nothing but a series of squares. It's almost as if all that collecting is starting to close in on them. And then you'll notice, I think, that when the project starts to collapse, the squares can't hold the information anymore, that suddenly things become circular. For example, in a rotunda scene later on, where Kinsey is giving a lecture and everybody's walking out, a real... O'Donnell go to a hotel room and take the sex history for 18 hours of an omnophile.
Basically a wife.
This is a key position. I'm the lock, and you would be the key.
And you'll see there, between room dividers and lamps and even the exterior of the hotel, it's nothing but a series of squares. It's almost as if all that collecting is starting to close in on them.
Accord with you there. If so, press 1 now.
And then you'll notice, I think, that when the project starts to collapse,
the squares can't hold the information anymore, that suddenly things become circular.
In fact, that's a very good way to describe it. That's the job description right there.
So, what do you want to be when you grow up? Hey, cute.
For example, in a rotunda scene later on where Kinsey is giving a lecture and everybody's walking out, a real low point for him, you'll see that not only is the setting circular, but also the camera is swirling around him, as opposed to a scene like this or many of the scenes of the movie, which are really kind of very straightforward and straight on.
I'm
going to be honest with you. This is not a growth position.
This is a job for someone who wants to be a personal assistant.
The book is written in a way which anybody who knows your plays, and particularly who's read your plays on the page, would recognize. I mean, it's very much pared down, pared back. What benefits do you get from that? One of the disadvantages could be that moving from section to section, it's quite hard beginning to sort out who the he is. Mm-hmm. What are the benefits that you see coming from the way you've done it?
I don't think there are any. I just wrote it the best way I knew how. I wrote one scene one day and I took it back, as I took all of them, to show my wife, and I said, "What do you think?" She said, "I like it very much." And I said, I'm worried that it's too blatant. And she said, "Oh, darling, no, don't worry, it's impenetrable."
Position where I have to ask. That's a waste of my time.
Anticipate. That's an important word. Also, predict. Divine. Know.
I'm feeling burned because my last assistant was just an idiot. I mean, if I have to explain it, I might as well do it. Would you describe yourself as a fast learner?
Number one. Today, I staked out Frank's place with a camera. Now, there's another man involved in all this. I call him the Yellow Man. You saw his back the other day at Dorothy's apartment. Today, I saw the Yellow Man go into Frank's building, laughing with Frank.
Now, the only trouble is, what does that prove?
Nothing really. But it's interesting.
Number two. I saw the Yellow Man come out and meet up with a well-dressed man carrying an alligator briefcase. Stood on a staircase and looked off in the distance. Now get this. In the distance, there was a murder. This drug dealer was shot to death and the woman had her legs broken.
Jeffrey!
And these two guys told me that the police would find a huge amount of drugs in the dead dealer's place.
I can't believe what you're finding out. Continue with this?
Yeah.
Until when? I mean, what are you going to do with this stuff?
Well, I don't know.
You're not going back to her apartment?
Yeah.
Jeffrey, why?
I'm seeing something that was always hidden. I'm involved in a mystery. I'm in the middle of a mystery, and it's all secret.
You like mysteries that much?
Yeah. You're a mystery. I like you.
A few questions.
bonded with this man for over 10 years, Pomeroy, but I never thought he'd agree to meet. He's amassed a lifetime of data.
Working for the forestry department has involved a lot of traveling, so I've met a wide array of people.
I love this. Is it too big in the shoulders?
I'm just going to come out and ask you this point blank. Are you sensitive?
I can't stand tears.
By the way, my name is...
Please, no need.
Kenneth Braun. Don't worry, Dr. Kinsey. I trust you.
You're going to cry. Cry at home.
We're actually a lot alike, you know.
How so?
I record everything, too. The depth of every vagina I've encountered. The length and circumference of every penis. The time to reach orgasm. The distance of ejaculation. I've written it all down. This is a record of my life's real work. Real work, which is sex, by the way. I find that recording is a way to experience things a second time, don't you? I also have certain rare abilities. From a completely flaccid start, I can become erect and ejaculate in 10 seconds flat.
I'd say that's pretty much physiologically impossible. Why, the rush of blood alone would...
Shall we get started?
Thing I need is to run into you in the women's room, wiping your eyes and sniffling.
Second, I totally forget about Tyler's whole controlled demolition thing.
Starting now.
That old saying, how you always hurt the one you love.
Shall we get started?
My grandmother introduced me to sexual intercourse when I was 10. My first homosexual act was with my father. I was 11. 33 members of my extended family. I've had sex with 17 of them. That's five generations now. My penis is 8.24 inches long with a diameter of 2.8 inches when fully erect. In my youth, I averaged 8 cubic centimeters of semen per ejaculation. By the time I was 50, I was down to 5. I've had sex with 22 separate species of animals. I've had intercourse with 9,412 people. I've had sexual relations with 605 for the adolescent males and 231 for the adolescent females.
It's in both our interests to put a safe distance between you and us. You understand that, Mr. Fox?
You ever seen a boy orgasm?
No.
Well, it works both ways.
No. I guess that's why I'm such a catch. Physiologically, it's almost identical to an adult orgasm.
Screw this. I'll see you down at the bar.
I thought you trained him to be impartial.
Sometimes it's difficult.
Front row seats for this theater of mass destruction.
Oh, someone like me. Really puts your beliefs to the test, huh?
How?
You know, everybody should do what they want.
I've never said that. No one should be forced to do anything against their will. No one should ever be hurt.
You know, you're a lot more square than I thought you'd be.
Let's get on with it.
Sure.
The demolitions committee of Project Mayhem wrapped the foundation columns of a dozen buildings with blasting gelatin. In 2 minutes, primary charges will blow base charges, and a few square blocks will be reduced to smoldering rubble.
Power of attorney for Mr. Gecko's account.
And we love you. We love you, dear one.
That's not what I'm looking for at all.
You want a miracle to happen in here, bud?
Ain't no miracles in here.
I didn't come in here looking for a miracle. This is where you stand on your own, too. Go on, take it. You want to chew on it? You're hungry.
Take it easy, Ray. Just
real hungry. You're hungry.
Charges will blow base charges and a few square blocks.
Bankrupt. America has lost sight of God. The Bible says the wicked shall be turned into hell.
To smoldering rubble. I know this because Tyler knows this.
Two and a half. Think of everything we've accomplished.
And
because you don't exist.
I realized that all of this, the gun, the bombs, the revolution, has got something to do with a girl named Marla Singer.
Metaphysics, all secrets safe around here. Isles of Langerhorns strapped to the mast. Light gets trapped in the waters around here. Not to be taken lightly.
Remember, keep a sharp watch.
Rating scale of yours?
Mm-hmm.
0 out of 6.
0 being exclusively heterosexual and 6 being exclusively homosexual. A great many people line up somewhere in the middle.
What makes you think that's true?
Common sense. Remember, about a third of our heterosexual histories have homosexual acts, and vice versa.
Right. I guess I'm about a three, huh?
Based on your sexual history, I'd say that's right.
How about you?
I suppose I've been a one or two most of my life, even though it's taken a long time to recognize it.
And now?
Probably three.
Have you ever done anything about it? Would you like to?
Bob had bitch tits. This was a support group for men with testicular cancer.
I've never had a job. I'm not registered.
Your secrets are safe here. I don't have a job. I have no superior to bring it to, and they would only fire me if I did. It's a matter of tunneling through life with the mountain of career all equidistantly around, like an ricocheted weapon, sheathed in its sheath.
Coming right after the bells, did she not?
Right.
Physics, like a big physics stick, sticking up your hiney like a big flagpole. The nation state of you, my friend, waving, hanging, blowing in the wind. Whether you're an innie, female, or an outie, big dominating masculine penis. Coligan united against the barbarian herds of this man's army.
And I think bells obviously had just a much more powerful place in medieval culture and early modern culture than they do in our culture. In fact, many of the Enlightenment philosophers and scientists actually wrote attacks on bells. For one thing, bells were thought to have a somewhat magical power, that they could have a protective power.
Comfort of your bed to waste that rude intruder or scrape the friggin' rock and roll body across the street. Tell them how to find us, Fred.
Oh, the paper. Concrete off the road tire.
Fred, in the paper.
Neighborhood survival gun store is easy to find.
Higher layer multicast transmissions. The nodes of that network are typically workstations, although there's now an implementation in one commercial router. The nodes are workstations that receive transmissions either from a local Ethernet or from a link from another router.
Network of webs they meet each other, but they go nowhere special. Nowhere they're excited about going.
Big slobbering all over me. That was Bob.
Just a nation of nodes of Bobs. All unaffiliated. Without a KEO or an IRA. Unaffiliated. Revolutionaries without a cause or revolution. Unaffiliated. Even an infiltrated system of completely submersible VR affiliations.
Also, because they just seemed so clamorous, they seemed almost a public health problem.
The RSS and the podcast code stuck in some sort of a anterior ventricle on the corpus. I have to register it manually since I must maintain my anonymity from sub-routine systems on the net. All with their own heads, however black. Not pretty.
Well, let's propose this great and good reform. Let's quiet down these bells and make it a quieter place.
You get me? Like in Gitmo, brother. Torture for publicity. PR terrorism, my friends. Better than the Rosenbergs, and I don't mean Ethel and Drugs for Truth. Torture for public relations. Unless it's blowback, in which case it can be given an American triple word score. If you're tallying at home with a little golf pencil, keeping tally at home.
Softer than satin was the light.
Affiliated New Metaphysics Networks. Suborbital. Subterrestrial at all points, orthogonally seemed to be in between.
Pacific, along. not uncommon right into the 19th century, where I came up with some of these pietistic, enthusiastic Christians who still use the bell as a cue about God's voice in the world.
And you first moved to Hoboken at what age?
16. Could have done this interview without me, Al. I haven't told you a damn thing you didn't already know.
Let's move on, then. How young were you when you first masturbated?
What?
Touched yourself.
I never did that.
The male without a history of masturbation is almost non-existent.
Well, he exists, Al. And you're looking at him. Stay where you are. I'll try again.
How often did your masturbation occur in adolescence?
There was a problem. A chronic condition, the doctors called it.
How long did this continue?
I was outfitted with a tight strap that I had to wear at all times. It kept me from coming into contact with my genitals. It's a highly embarrassing remedy, but it proved effective. The condition was cured.
How old were you?
I was 10.
I'm so sorry, Dad.
I'm feeling a little tired now.
Computers changed our lives, man. I mean, drugs and computers have probably been two of the biggest things that have ever happened in our lives.
Sounds to me like you're wasting your time, Al.
Computers and assault.
Nobody wants to know about these things.
My name is James, Miss James.
Did you find this potion? Are you trying to poison me?
My eyes have never been so open, Mr. Felix. Goodbye, Mr. Felix.
If it is blown up, its cells will regenerate and multiply, and it'll still be alive.
When erect, how large is it?
Thank you.
between the eye and the ear, or between the kinds of messages that can be received and
the internet allows addicts an opportunity to break down previous boundaries.
When perhaps there will be no more books, just one great big book.
Dorothy, I know some of what's happening. Frank has your husband and son, doesn't he? Dorothy, you gotta do something. Go to the police.
You know.
How so?
I record everything too.
The whole Enlightenment drive, your book argues, was to overcome the kinds of forces that came to people through their ears. It was a
right.
Very.
My voice is now being affected through a backwards filter processor, so it's 1.5 times backwards. Of course, like Bill Burroughs, I've trained myself to have it filtered and still sound like a normal person. But of course, if it were to be unfiltered, then we would know who actually is the walrus, etc.
That's right.
And we would see the civilization as the backwards foretelling of a program running. The premise of the domination matrix is the un of the one. Program running.
Said he, said she, you're divine, said he, you are mine, said she.
off the record that when the dust finally clears, Americans will see that September 11th was a triumph for the intelligence community, not a failure.
Right. I think that they, what they were trying to do there is they were really fearful of hearsay in particular. They thought that religious superstitions and religious beliefs, especially spread by word of mouth, and they thought the print culture, the kind of disciplined word of text, would be a better medium for the increase of knowledge in the world. So they were, they also, though, wanted to credit their own testimony, their own forms of speech when they're talking one with another, these gentlemanly scientists. And so they wanted to contain the hearsay of the people, and so they spend a lot of time discrediting hearsay, not only in religious circles, but also, of course, in legal circles, where they're saying, you know, it's better to have one eyewitness than 10 auditory witnesses or something like that. So there's this much wider way in which visual evidence is the better evidence.
Crazy, don't you?
Program in later stages. Of course, the gunmetal concept is being planked by enemy fire right now. Way beyond the triple word score. It's now the Is life. That's post-exponential to you educated ones out there. The ones with the bandages around the head. Wounds around the bedroom area. You know who you are. Trained to read the code as it unruns its unprogram of there being no oneness. And we've gotten way into the lower high divinating dividers. Those are very small increments. Like a clock so speeded up, it's still not fast enough to run instructions in a program such as ours. So we're almost at ground zero of knowledge. In other words, no one trusts anyone anymore. Just have to wait until the sun comes up and maybe burn it all. An unwanted martyrhood that can't be ended in late term, unfortunately, because of regs. Domination matrix. Dominate, be dominated. The oneness of that binaural. There is no God. 90,000 years in running. Now, of course, since time has ended, we're in the hands of the kind hands people. With synesthesia, of course, so all is all, one is one, and what time and space seems to be is way surreal, of course, with the foreshadowed shadows and the vanishing horizon of those close-in lenses. It's just a place to be. No big whoop there. Don't try to figure it out too much. Save that for a more deserving version.
I have something that requires your attention.
Essential tool for social lubrication, although it has involved more drinking than I thought I would ever do in a lifetime. Let's get started. Hello.
I'm printing. I'm printing.